You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us as our newsmaker of the day, Jo Rodifer. She is the treasurer for the Columbia Chamber of Commerce and the event organizer for the Columbia Glorious 4th of July celebration. Good morning, Jo.
Good morning, Mark.
The glorious 4th of July celebration takes place on...
The 4th of July, of
Monday,
course.
Monday, the 4th of July. And this is important to business in Columbia.
That's why the chamber exists, to support business in Columbia. However, the glorious 4th of July celebration in Columbia has gone on for years. I did some research in our archives over there a couple weeks ago, and Columbia basically came into being in 1851, and 1852, they decided they were going to, well, it kind of was an impromptu celebration on the 4th of July. Parade just sort of formed on its own, and they had a big deal. So the 4th of July celebration in Columbia has been a standard for since its inception, just about.
And this is known as an old-fashioned 4th of July celebration. Explain old-fashioned.
Very much old-fashioned. I pulled from our archives some information from 1936, and we have very many of the same games and festivities that we did then. Nail-pounding contests, an egg race, tug-of-war, watermelon eating contest, grease pole climb. That's always really fun. It's a little messy, but that's okay. Fun is sometimes messy. A barbecue. It's very much an old-timey thing. We don't foof it up with a bunch of modern stuff.
It also features one of the most beautiful parades that I've ever witnessed.
The parade, I swear, it's small-town America at its best. So if you want to be in the parade, come on down. Registration starts at 10:45. Heck, bring your little dog. Well, no animals over 200 pounds. An old-time car, no younger than 1970. Put your grandkids in a wagon, put them in the parade, just whatever. It's just a little bit silly and a great fun.
And definitely a theme of an old-fashioned glorious 4th of July celebration.
Definitely. If you want to come in period costume, all the better.
Tell us some of the other stuff. There's going to be plenty of beverages, lots of food. Businesses, of course, will have their doors open. And starting at 1 o'clock, there's going to be a barbecue.
Barbecue, pulled pork barbecue, yum. Also, it looks like the weather's going to cooperate. It's going to cool off a little bit down to, I think, in the high 80s, which will be really nice.
What time do all the festivities begin? What time does the day wrap up?
So people start arriving about 10 o'clock. The festivities officially kick off at 11. We have the raising of the flag, the firing of the muskets, black powder muskets. The band kicks off and they play till about 11:45, and then the parade steps off at 12, and the fun just continues from there. We have events going on all day for the kids and adults if they want to participate. Keep the little kids busy while they're waiting for the parade. We have the needle in the haystack contest. It's not needles in there. It's big plastic oversized crochet hooks, but they have fun and you get to scurry around and find them, and then they get a prize. Then from there, we have all kinds of fun stuff. The egg relay, the grease pole contest, the tug of war is always fun. It's a five-way tug of war. It's really interesting. There's a little strategy involved. So that's always great fun to watch. That's one of our last events of the day, as is the cakewalk at 3. And of course, we have our Papeete demonstration. If you've never seen the Papeete in action, that was real state-of-the-art firefighting equipment back in the day. And it still functions. It's man-powered, people-powered. It's pumped by humans. And so it serves at the end of the day to kind of wash up the streets a little bit and cool off the kids.
Columbia is a state historic park, but a lot of Columbia could not function without the volunteers.
Oh, and especially this event. This event takes about 80 volunteers. There's a lot of moving parts. So the first 4th of July in 1852 sort of formed itself. Believe me, this does not form itself. It takes some people power to get it going.
It is the glorious 4th of July celebration this Monday, the 4th of July in downtown Columbia. Jo, I always enjoyed speaking with you.
Thank you, Mark.